We want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. In this episode, we are going to hear from my pastor, Pastor Robert Morris, as he shares his session from Men's Summit 2019. Guys, Pastor Robert is the founding lead senior pastor here at Gateway Church. And I'm telling you, this message is going to impact your life, and it may shock you just a little bit. Let's listen in as he shares this powerful message.
I just want to share with you something that's on my heart. So is that okay? And what I'm going to share with you about, it's going to shock you, but I'm going to try to be discreet in my sharing, but also very, very vulnerable. But I'm going to talk to you for a moment about sex, because more men have been taken down by this than any other area that I know of. And most of you know I came from a very, very immoral background, And so God has shown me, given me a lot of revelation in this area. And this is something that I've wanted to be able to share with men, but I just didn't know quite how to do it. And about a month ago, God put it on my heart and said, I want you to share at the Men's Summit. So I thought, well, when they interview me, I'll just tell Todd I want this question to be the last question, and I'll need about 10 minutes. Well, as it's grown in my heart, so I'm going to take about 20 minutes to share it with you. But so I also thought about the young men that are here. So I'll be discreet, but I'm going to talk to you pretty openly in this area. But Proverbs 7 says that, talks about the adulterous woman, and it says every man that she's taken down was a strong man. Every man. So I want to talk to you. So it's going to be kind of straightforward. Is that okay? Okay. All right. So Pastor Jensen today. Yeah. And I love how you welcome the man of God that's standing in front of us, because, you know, Jeremy, he just comes up like an M80 firecracker, and he's phenomenal. He's a great Bible preacher, yet he's very entertaining when he speaks. He could be a comedian, you know. He's just great. I don't know if you, and I know Jensen real well. Jensen can be very, very funny as well. He was humorous today. But when he stepped up today, I know Jensen well. I knew he has a word from God. He has a word from God, and he's about to, you know. Well, when he began to speak, I thought, okay, I need to just not do the interview, and I just need to talk some. So we talk about this guy that we got to watch out for, put in thorns and all, okay? This is the guy, though, that wants to have a fantasy sex life, too. And so I was this guy before I got saved, and I did a lot of immoral things. And then I started trying to straighten my life up, met Debbie, and she's gorgeous. I remember the guy that was trying to help me. I didn't get saved, some of you might not know this, until 9 months after Debbie and I got married. But I was going to church trying to get straightened up. And so there was an older guy at the church helping me, and he said to me, you need to date a good girl. You know, you're not dating good girls. You know, you need to date a good girl, a moral girl. And I looked around the church, and I just thought most of them that were good looked like they needed to go to the mission field, you know? And so, I'm sorry. I'm just being honest with you. But Debbie was gorgeous. And so I started dating her, fell in love. I was still immoral during that time. She knows that. I was still doing drugs, but I was trying to get off. But I saw in her something I didn't have. I had religion, and she had a relationship. And 9 months after we got married, then I got saved. But what happened was the enemy then does a trick on you, and he says, listen, all this stuff that you did sexually before you got saved, that was all wrong, and now you're married to this pure girl. She entered our marriage pure. I did not, obviously. But the enemy started doing this lie to in me that you've got to straighten up and fly right now, you know, and you got to be pure in this area. Here's what I want to tell you, though, and again, I'm just going to be very vulnerable with you. I think the enemy has sold us a lie. And that lie is that sex outside of marriage is fun, but sex in marriage is not supposed to be fun. But it is fun. And it's supposed to be fun. And even I was thinking about, you know, if you look or read any to try to just help yourself in this area, there's not much out there from the Christian standpoint on this. And but you know, they even call one position the missionary position. And I think Satan did that, actually, because he wanted to say, listen, if you're going to be a missionary as a good Christian, if you're going to be a good Christian, there's one way to do it. Well, I don't know if you understand this, but in the Bible, there is a law of scriptural silence in biblical interpretation. It's called hermeneutics. Hermeneutics is the whole subject, and then there are laws of hermeneutics. One law is scriptural silence. It means when the Bible is silent, you should be silent. Let me say that again. Let me say it East Texas way. When the Bible is silent, you should shut up. And the Bible is silent about what is right and wrong in the bedroom between a man and woman that's married. There are two things the Bible talks about that are wrong, and it's sex outside of marriage, which includes adultery and fornication, and looking at a woman to lust after her, which would include pornography. So pornography or sex outside of marriage is wrong. That's what the Bible tells us. And let me just take a moment and tell you why sex outside of marriage is wrong. It's because in order to have sex outside of marriage, you have to sneak around to do it. And let's just say that you're a teenager or a young man and you're dating a girl, and even if it's the girl, you're going to get married. Please don't have sex before marriage. We told all of our kids, listen, when you find the one, get married. And I'll still pay for your college, because I would rather you go into marriage poor and pure than impure. So, because God designed us to be attracted. And this thing about we got to wait 4 years, I don't know, and maybe some of you actually did it. I don't know any couple that waited 4 years, personally, when I talked to them, because that'd just be crazy. You know, God designed you to be attracted to one another. So all of our kids, when they found the right one, it was 8 to 9 months before they got married. Because we told them, if you'll be pure, we'll take care of that. We'll even help you buy your first house. We'll do whatever it takes. If this is the right one, get married and then have sex. But in order to have premarital sex, you have to sneak around to do it. You know, you don't just say, like your parents say, hey, where y'all going tonight? We're going to have sex. You don't do that. So you develop an appetite for sneaking around sex. And God never intended you to have that appetite. And then after you get married, you don't have to sneak around anymore. So you start flirting with someone at the office, or you start looking at some pictures on the internet, and guess what? The appetite that you developed is getting satisfied. And if you start flirting with someone else, you start having an affair, you know what you have to do to have an affair? You have to sneak around. So you satisfy an appetite God did not intend you to have. And then you think that you love her because it's exciting with her, because you get that feeling you have with her now that you used to have with your wife when you used to sneak around with her before you got married. So you think you love her and not your wife, so you divorce your wife and marry her, and guess what happens? You don't have to sneak around anymore. And that's why a lot of people have been married 4 and 5 times. Because they're trying to satisfy an appetite that God never intended. So that's why God says sex outside of marriage is wrong. But when I came into marriage, I thought, okay, she's pure, and I've done all these impure things. I got to leave these things out. Well, again, let me tell you, these sexual things I did before I got saved, they were impure only because they were outside of marriage. And God, I started saying to God, God, help me. Help us have a pure sex life and pure your sex life. And I started thinking about God designed our sexual parts. God designed a man's sexual parts and a woman's sexual parts, and he designed them to work. And he designed us to have pleasure. God did that. God created Adam and Eve naked, not clothed. I mean, he doesn't have a problem with you having fun with your wife. And so instead of, what I'm trying to tell you is, instead of having a fantasy, secret sex life, you know, do you understand where the word fantasy, where it comes from? Fantastic. Fantastic fantasy. It's the same root word. So instead of have a fantasy sex life over here on the side, have a fantastic sex life with your wife. And so I'm talking about this law of scriptural silence. It means when the Bible's silent, you be silent. That, in other words, you know, we just get in our mind that it's wrong. Here's what the Bible says about sex and marriage. Marriage is honorable and the bed's undefiled. That means you can have fun. So Debbie, amen. So I started praying about it and talking to Debbie about it and just saying, I just think that there are things that I think that we could have a better sex life. And she talked to a counselor about it. I talked to a counselor about it. I started studying the word. I started looking at what the Bible said, that the Bible doesn't give these guidelines of what's right and wrong between a man and a wife. And then Debbie and I took 40-day times and prayed. And God began to do some things in our heart in this area. And so I'm just telling you, again, for a while, I don't know if you've ever heard, but people have gone around talking about what's right and what's wrong between a man and his wife in the bedroom. The Bible doesn't say. I'm telling you, have fun. Listen, I don't care if you put a swing in your bedroom. I don't care, man. Because the Bible doesn't say don't have swings in your bedroom. The Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. I would much rather you have fun with your wife than to have a fantasy over here and let this man out of this thorny hedge out. You understand? And so many men have thought, if I'm going to have fun, it has to be in a fantasy. It does not have to be in a fantasy. You can have fun with your wife. And so I was trying to tell this one guy this in a counseling session one time. I was trying to tell him, he said, you know, I'm hooked on pornography and all this. I said, you're having this fantasy when you could have a fantastic sex life. God designed it for you to have a fantastic sex life with your wife. And he said, well, my wife doesn't like sex. And so I decided to shock him. I said, well, who's she having sex with? And the guy said, well, me, of course. I said, well, you must not be very good. I mean, if she doesn't like you, you're not good, man. You need some help. You need someone, you know, something's wrong. And by the way, this happened. This is a lot of guys will say this. Well, my wife's not interested. Let me tell you why she's not interested, because you're a selfish jerk. Because you go in to get rather than give. And it goes back to the blessed life message, where God didn't create us to be getters, he created us to be givers. And when you go in to get pleasure rather than give pleasure, then you're not going to have a good sex life. And you go in and just get your pleasure and then roll over and go to sleep, no wonder your wife's not interested. But God designed it where your wife can enjoy it too. And you need to go in, I'm telling you, one of the first things you need to do, I'm gonna kind of leave you with this and then pray for you. But one of the first things, You never thought, you know, your pastor would pray for you to have a good sex life, would you? But it's not wrong. You understand, I got 3 children. It was not immaculate conception. Okay, and it's been more than 3 times, all right, so. Uh, I don't know what I was about to tell you, but I was going to tell you something, pray for you. And then you need to. I'd rather you, listen, you can have fun in this part. Oh, okay, here's what I was going to tell you. Here's where it starts. Here's where it starts. You need to truly repent to your wife for being selfish. The very first time I took a 40-day time to pray about my sex life, to figure out, God, you know, are there some things that I think are wrong in marriage that they were wrong because they were outside of marriage that wouldn't be wrong in marriage, you know? And during that time, that's when the Lord spoke to me about you've been a getter, not a giver. And you've been selfish. And you just want to get your need met and then roll over and go to sleep. And so I've truly repented to Debbie because I haven't come into this area of our life wanting to please you. I came in wanting to get pleasure from you rather than give pleasure. So don't go home and do this until God really convicts you of it. And also, take a little while and process this before you go home and tell what Pastor Robert shared at the men's call. Hey, Pastor Robert said we can have fun. And we can have a swing. He said we could have a swing. I'm just tired of men having a secret fantasy life instead of a fantastic sex life with their wives, which is what God designed for us to have. So I want to pray for you, whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're a young man. Where was the young man the other night? They had him stand up 13 years old in the balcony, and I thought about, you know, Lord, I don't want to share anything that would be inappropriate for his age even, you know. So Lord, help me, but I want to, you know, that was right around that time was when I started getting into immoral things even. So that we need to pray for every 13-year-old here, you know. We need to. So I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you to have a fantastic sex life. For when in marriage, whenever you get married, if you're already married or whenever it is, I just want to pray. I want to pray because if God does a work in you in this area, you don't have to have this fantasy on the side. And when you don't have to have the fantasy on the side, and you see, I don't have a fantasy. I live my fantasy. And it's wonderful. It's wonderful. All right, so stand up and let me pray for you. And then we're going to hear a great message from Pastor Michael tonight. So why don't you just put your hands out like this, like you're wanting, you know, me to put something in your hands, both hands, like, you know, like you want to receive something from the Lord. And then I want you to just, I want you to just take a moment, and I want you to just close your eyes. I want you to just ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, what are you saying to me in this area of my life? And I know that there's a lot of fantasy that goes on. There's a lot of pornography. It's a lot of stuff that goes on that we just need to repent of. I do need to let you know you're already forgiven. You're already forgiven. The only reason Jesus doesn't want you to go that route, he's already paid for your sins. The reason he doesn't want you to go that route is because it's just going to destroy your life. Again, Proverbs 7 would be a great passage to read every day. Every day. I almost memorized Proverbs 7 when I was a young man because I'd read it every day. But it says the end of this path is death. It's death. It's death to your marriage, death to relationships, death to everything. And it talks about the young man that goes after this seductress, and it says he did not know it would take his life. He didn't know it would take his life. So just take a moment and just say, Lord, well, I don't know what you're trying to say to me, and maybe you do know some, but you may just need to say, Lord, I just want to repent. I do want to be pure in this area, but also I want to have a fantastic sex life with my wife. I don't want to have a fantasy sex life with someone else. I want to have a fantastic sex life with my wife. And if you're not married yet, for when you get married, you know. So, well, Lord, I just want to come to you, and I know you put this on my heart. And I was thinking about, God, how you touched blind eyes and you opened them immediately. And how you opened my eyes in this area, that what Satan was trying to condemn me for, you actually wanted to encourage me in that area. And you wanted to give me a better life in this area than I thought I could have and than what Satan was telling me I could have. And Lord, I just thought about how you would touch those blind eyes and immediately they're open. I'm asking you to do that tonight for my brothers. Supernaturally open our eyes in this area. Lord, the things that we were told growing up, the mistakes that we made, the religion that got brought in that messes with us, all the junk, the places we've fallen, the things that we've seen and looked at that we shouldn't have looked at, the things that we've done that we shouldn't have done. Lord, we're repenting tonight. We're changing our mind about this area of our life. We don't have to have a side sneak away fantasy life. You provided for us to have a wonderful, fantastic life. And so I'm praying that for my brothers. I pray, Lord, that you'll do a miracle in our hearts and our minds and our bodies tonight. And that, Lord, I pray for purity in this area. And I ask you, God, to set people free. Set men free tonight. Set them free from pornography. Set them free from any type of a lustful affair they're having in their mind. And Lord, even for the men who are here who are crossing the line of actually having an affair, I don't want them to feel any condemnation. I'm just asking you, Lord, to set them free. I'm asking you to restore marriages tonight. Restore families. And so, Lord, in the mighty and the matchless name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bless my brothers. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to rate it and share it with your friends. And if you haven't already, subscribe to stay up to date with the new episodes. If you would like more info on our men's conference, please visit menssummit.com. Until next time, have a blessed day.